You're up early.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Shame to waste it sleeping.
Must have got to bed early then.
I guess.
Well, you know what they say. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and can't get laid, huh?
Maybe I'm not trying.
Yeah. And look for me next month on the cover of Maxim. I'll have nothing on but the vacuum.
Alan jokes in.
Hey, you're up early.
Yes, Alan, I'm up early. I went to bed early and I slept alone. Anything else you want to know?
Was I this cranky when I wasn't having sex?
Nah, you were more of a sullen whiner.
Okay, Huggy Bear, I gotta go.
Oh, all right, Candy, have a good day.
Yo, Daisy May. Just out of curiosity, when you leave here, where is it you go?
To the gym. I have to take care of my body because it's my instrument.
Mine too. Three beers and a bratwurst and my ass turns into a French horn.
Alan and Charlie gulp at her.
Really? Whenever I have beer and bratwurst, I just fart a lot.
Okay, Candy, well, I'll see you tonight.
Bye, everybody.
Congratulations, Alan. It looks like you've officially boinked her brains out.
Okay, so she's not overly sophisticated.
Sophisticated? She's two marbles rolling around in a tin can.
Hey, she's got a great heart. She's warm and loving, and she genuinely cares for me.
I stand corrected. One marble.
Berta starts to put the shopping away.
Look, buddy, I'm happy you finally found an instrument to play that isn't in your own pants. But she's been spending a lot of time here, and if you're not careful, pretty soon she's gonna want to move in.
Would that be so bad?
Hey, I don't have a lot of rules around here, but 9 of the top 10 are just different ways of saying women are not allowed to live here. They come and they go. Often they do one of those things multiple times, but in the end, they always go.
But why is that so important?
Alan, there's a natural balance in this house which must not be upset. It's like the Amazon rainforest. You bring in one too many spider monkeys, and before you know it, you're up to your ass in tree frogs.
Tree frogs. That clears everything up.
Don't patronize me, you hump-happy simpleton. You know what I'm saying.
I do. You're saying that if Candy were to move in here, it would be an environmental disaster of epic proportions.
Exactly.
So I guess now would be a bad time to tell you that she's been living here the past 3 weeks.
What?
Who's the simpleton now?
Candy got evicted from her apartment 3 weeks ago, and she moved in here.
Oh, please. If a woman was living in my own house for that long, I think I'd notice.
Oh, really? Really? Well, let's try a little experiment. What color is the couch in the living room?
The couch?
No peeking. What color is it?
Well, it's kind of a beige-ish.
Charlie looks at Berta, then back at Alan.
Tan.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Go look.
Fine.
Charlie stands up and walks through to the lounge. He stares in horror at the moss-green sofa.
What the hell is that?
Your couch. Jake spilled grape juice on it last summer and I had it reupholstered.
Last summer?
Yeah, it was gone almost a month. Berta and I had a bet on how long it would take you to notice.
I had $50 on never.
All right, this is unacceptable. This is my house, and if furniture is going to get reupholstered or moved or changed in any way whatsoever, I demand to be consulted.
Okay, from now on, I promise.
Thank you. I bought the damn thing. I think I'd have a vote. Maybe show me a swatch.
Charlie sits down on the sofa.
Hey, wait a minute. Did somebody say Candy's living here?
Alan and Jake, dressed in tuxedos, sing into an old-fashioned microphone. 2 and a Half Men, created by Chuck Law and Lee Aronson. Night. Charlie sitting with a beer watching the TV. Alan and Candy walk in their dressing gowns.
Oh, boy, am I thirsty.
That's because you sweat so much during sex.
Hey, I may not have the biggest boat in the marina, but nobody rows harder than me.
Charlie rolls his eyes.
You have a boat?
No, sweetie, what I meant was...
Hey, some of us don't want to hear about your little dinghy.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hey, what are you doing here?
You know, I was asking myself the same thing. So I did a little research, and it turns out It's my house.
Yeah, but I thought you were going out.
I did go out. And then I came back.
Alone?
No, Alan, I brought home an invisible cocktail waitress. She's doing me even as we speak.
You're right. There's no way you could have been that cranky. You want some company, Charlie? Alan can't have sex again for at least 30 minutes.
Charlie grimaces.
That's a rough estimate.
Thanks, but I'd really rather be alone.
Okie doke. Come on, I think he wants to masturbate.
Alan and Candy leave. Charlie looks at his watch.
Not for at least 30 minutes.
Another day. Charlie and Berta sit in the kitchen and watch Candy on the veranda outside, removing her wetsuit.
Okay. I haven't sampled anything from the other side of the buffet since I traveled with the Grateful Dead. But golly Moses, she's a muffin.
She's wearing a tiny bikini.
Interesting turn of events, huh? Your brother hitting one of your hand-me-downs? And the way things are going, you couldn't get laid if you painted your penis to look like money.
I don't think I haven't tried.
I'm reminded of the tale of the tortoise and the hare.
Isn't there something you could be doing?
Well, I could go rub some oil on her, but I don't trust myself.
Berta, please don't take this the wrong way, but it's been a long time for me, and you're starting to turn me on.
I'm out of here.
She goes.
Hi, Berta.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Boy, this is weird, huh?
In so many ways. But which one caught your attention?
Well, I've never slept with brothers before. I mean, at different times. And one can't help but make comparisons.
No kidding. So, how big a difference are we talking about?
It's huge.
Really?
Oh, yeah. With you, sex is kind of like going on Space Mountain. It's a good ride, but there's never any real danger. With Alan, it's like being in the back seat of a car driven by a really smart kangaroo.
Charlie's bemused.
He may go up on the curb a couple times, but he'll get you there.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
I'll get it.
She hurries off.
There's a 2-hour wait for Space Mountain.
Candy opens the front door.
Hi, Mrs. Harper.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hey, Candy, I got Evil Dead 3 for Xbox.
Sweet!
Candy, maybe you'd like to go put some clothes on.
Why?
Yeah, she ain't hurting anybody.
Judith stares at bikini-clad Candy.
I just don't think that outfit is appropriate for Jake.
Oh, I agree. He would look ridiculous in this.
Can you get Alan for me?
He's not back from work yet.
He's not? Then what are you doing here?
I live here now. Didn't Alan tell you?
No, he did not. Charlie, I want to talk to you.
Good to know.
Charlie, get over here.
Oh.
It was nice seeing you, Mrs. Harper.
Charlie walks over to Judith.
What in God's name does she see in him?
Well, I don't have all the details, Mrs. Harper. But apparently, when he's not being emasculated and demoralized on a daily basis, he's quite the lover.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know what they say. Your average man's like a good field mule. If you don't beat him, he'll keep plowing all day long.
Nobody says that.
You're hard to fool.
She glares at him.
Look, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm tired of talking to you.
He kicks the door shut on her. Later, Charlie, Alan, Jake, and Candy sit around the kitchen table eating dinner.
Had an interesting chat with your ex-wife today.
Oh, can't we just have a nice dinner?
I like her.
Why? Why?
Well, unlike most ex-wives I've known, she's never tried to run me over with her car.
Okay. New dinner conversation. Jake, how was school?
I don't think this conversation will make you any happier, Dad.
What now?
We had a surprise test today.
And?
I was really surprised.
So, in other words, you weren't prepared.
You can't prepare for a surprise, Dad.
New conversation?
Jake, what are we gonna do? You've really fallen behind this year.
I know. I think it's a delayed reaction to your divorce.
Alan frowns.
Oh?
Yeah. It took a while, but my teachers have finally stopped feeling sorry for me.
You know, I'm a child of divorce too, Jake.
Really? How old were you when your parents split up?
22.
But you're 22 now.
22 and a half. Boy, would I give to be 22 again.
Alan looks confused.
New subject?
No more conversation. Jake, if you're finished, just go do your homework.
I'm gonna need help.
You don't need help, you need to focus.
I'll help you, Jake.
You know anything about geometry?
Well, I know it's what you say when you turn into a tree. Get it? I'm a tree.
Eats for a day. If you teach him to fish, he eats forever.
Okay. In that example, is Candy the man or the fish?
I found her a job. Within a few weeks, she'll be able to afford her own place, and she won't have to depend on me anymore.
Where is she working?
She's gonna be my receptionist.
That's your plan? Why, it's brilliant.
What? She's attractive, she's friendly, and she's more than capable of answering the phones.
Alan, you ever hear the expression, you don't crap where you eat? Well, you, my friend, are dropping plunkies all over the dessert cart.
Okay, you have a better solution?
No. It's your girlfriend, your office, your life. Screw it up however you think best.
I'll get it. I'm expecting a call. Hello?
She's picked up the TV remote control.
Candy, that's the TV remote.
Duh.
Another remote.
Hello?
Have you thought of teaching a fish to answer your phones?
Alan sighs.
Hello?
Berta to Charlie.
Staying in tonight?
Yep.
Giving up on the ladies, huh?
Yep.
Not even gonna try?
Nope.
You know, I got a niece in the joint. She doesn't look like much, but she does get conjugal visits.
I don't think so.
Hold on, I may have a copy of her mugshot. Here. She looks a little wall-eyed, but that's only because they had to use the taser to get her out of the shed.
The shed?
She was running a meth lab. But you gotta admit, she's nice and slender.
Thanks, but pass.
Think about it. Visiting days are Wednesdays and Fridays. But if you decide to go, be a sport. Take her a pie.
Right.
Make it something chewy. The prison dentist set her up with some real nice teeth.
Berta goes. Charlie looks fed up, then looks at the mugshot again, as if contemplating the idea. Men. Charlie walks through his lounge. He stops and gazes at a lamp on a side table.
Okay. Now, this isn't my lamp.
Charlie looks around.
What happened to my lamp? Unless this is my lamp. Yeah, this is my lamp. I bought this lamp to go with my couch. My tan couch.
First day of my life.
Yeah, well, it was no picnic for me either.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Oh, you want to know who I am? I'm the idiot who's paying you $10 an hour to miss phone calls, nap in the bathroom, and use my X-ray machine on Mexican food.
Well, I wanted to know what's inside a chimichanga.
If you didn't know what was in it, why'd you order it?
Because it's fun to say chimichanga. Chimichanga. See?
So, how was work?
Horrible. All he did was boss me around. Do this, do that, wake up.
Maybe that's because I'm your boss.
A stupid, stinky boss.
Anybody want to know about my problems? It was supposed to be Sloppy Joe's for lunch, but instead they had fish sticks.
They all stare at him.
Well, it ruined my day.
No. I'll get it. That's what I do. That's all I'm good for. Hello? Oh, fudge.
Picture an entire day of this.
Darn.
With six lines.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Harper.
Great. Candy, give me the phone.
Back off, bucko. Was your ex-husband always such a control freak? She says you were. You know what he did today?
You know, Candy, you don't have to get into that with her. Okay?
She says she wants to know. Well, first of all, at the office, he tried to make me call him Dr. Harper all day, and when I forgot, he yelled at me. What? Chiropractors aren't really doctors? You liar! I so get why you dumped him.
Hey, Alan.
What?
Is this a new lamp?
I would like that so much, Mrs. Harper. Okay, I will call you Judith. Great, I'll see you there.
See her where?
We are going out for a drink and a little girl talk.
Girl talk with my ex-wife?
Her name is Judith, Mr. I'm not a Dr. Harper. Don't wait up.
Wow. You just crapped where you used to eat.
Alan's gobsmacked. When? Night. Charlie walks downstairs into the lounge. Alan's already there.
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing up so late?
What time is it?
It's 3 a.m.
Oh. Well, then I got my 8 hours. What are you doing? Waiting up for Candy?
Oh, no. I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd read a little.
A furniture catalog?
Alan eyes him.
I like furniture.
Just looking at the pictures, huh?
What are you getting at, Charlie?
I think you buy things. I think you bought this lamp.
That's the same lamp that was here when I moved in.
Oh, really?
Charlie, I'm afraid that this dry streak is starting to affect your mind.
Charlie turns and looks at the lamp.
Maybe you're right. Sure, this is my lamp. I've had it for years.
The table it's on is new.
I knew it!
They both turn on hearing the door.
We don't want to wake up Mr. Alan Hitler.
No, Osama bin Allen.
They see Charlie and Alan.
Oops, busted.
What the hell is going on here?
The hell what is going on here is that I need an advance on my amalone.
Why?
To pay Estefan, our limo driver.
You took a limo?
We couldn't find our cars, and we spent all our money on jello shots and chimichangas.
Candy dances.
All right. Candy, you need to go to bed. We have to get up early for work.
No, we don't, because I quit.
Okay, why don't we talk about this in the morning? All right, Judith, here is your amalone.
Thank you.
Go home. And Candy, go to bed.
Nuh-uh. I do not wish to live with you any furthermore.
What?
I have been invited to stay with my good friend, Judith.
Come on, I'll help you pack your things.
Did you ever notice how much he sweats during sex?
Charlie goes over to a mortified Alan.
Well, good for you.
Good for me? How is this good for me?
You finally got Candy out of the house.
I didn't want Candy out of the house, and I certainly didn't want her moving in with my ex-wife.
Oh, right. Okay, then good for me.
Charlie grins. Holding a pie, Charlie sits in between two burly men in a waiting room. One of them is holding a rose. A blonde prison officer stands behind a desk.
Harper!
Here.
He walks over to her.
I'm gonna have to check your pie.
Rhubarb.
Oh, my girls like rhubarb.
She stabs at it with a knife.
Okay. Inmate 37059. Down the hall, third door on the left. There's a button by the bed. Push it if she gets violent.
Thank you.
He rattles the cage doors, but they won't open.
Won't open.
Try it again.
He tries again with no luck. The officer turns to him.
Boy, you really are having a dry streak, aren't you?
No, come on.
He wakes up.
I can't even get laid in a woman's prison.
Charlie gets up off the sofa and goes to answer the door. An attractive redhead is standing on the doorstep.
Hi. Are you Alan?
No, I'm his brother, Charlie.
Oh, well, I'm looking for Candy. She told me she was living here.
Actually, she moved. It's a very funny story. Are you a friend?
I'm her mother.
Oh. Come on in, and I'll see if I can find a forwarding address.
Thank you.
Chimichanga.
Beautiful place.
Thank you. I see where Candy gets her good looks.
Thanks. Unfortunately, she gets her brains from her moron father.
Oh, right. You're recently divorced. Would you like a drink?
I would love one.
Great. Why don't you step out onto the deck and I'll be right there.
Charlie goes into the kitchen.
Good news. It's raining out on my deck.
Say what?
The dry streak is over.
So what am I supposed to do with this pie?
ITFC audio description.
Men, manly men, manly men, manly men, manly men.